And this is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Okay, you want an update in our unscientific poll here?
Yes. Okay. I'm sure it's really close.
Jay Inslee may be the Democratic nominee for president. That's a long ways between here and there.
Yeah.
He's speaking at an event in Iowa next month, and Iowa is where they have the first, what are those called, caucuses? They do cocci? Is that the plural?
Caucuses.
What, are you sure? Why wouldn't the plural of caucuses be cocci?
I have no idea.
Isn't it a Ridiculous. Latin word? And isn't the plural of most Latin words just put an I on the end?
Sure.
So anyway, they're going to have a bunch of cocci in the Hawkeye state. Hey, see, that kind of works. And Jay Inslee is going to be the big keynote speaker. And so that's fueling speculation that he may be the Democratic nominee.
But as of right now, he is, according to his office, focusing on all the gubernatorial races.
Oh, I can tell. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell. He's got a laser focus right now. But say we had to stop asking for the text poll because we had 800 to 1,000. It looked like it was about 10 to 1, Trump over Inslee, which is weird because this is Inslee's state. It's his own home state turning its back on him. Okay, at the Twitter poll on my personal page, at Dory Monson, there are 141 votes so far, and Trump has 76%, and Inslee has 24%. And now I'm going to see about
I can tell you. It's 80 on our show page. Yeah. It's 83% Donald J. Trump and 17% J.R. Inslee.
This doesn't bode well for Jay Inslee.
At least with the Dory Monson show listeners.
I wonder if the Democratic operatives
are
listening. Yeah. Who's got a broader, you know what this is? You know what I call this show?
What's that?
Big tent. That's what we got here. We got a big tent.
Very
it's
true.
A great representative cross-section of America and the Pacific Northwest. So those are the early results. But right now it looks like about a 4-1 margin, Trump over Inslee. But keep voting. Go to Twitter, at Dory Monson, or at Dory Monson Show. And then I always have these people who say, I'm not on Twitter. You don't have to be. Just type in Dory Monson Twitter, and it'll go right to it. It'll pop right up. I got to do something right up front because I enjoyed this so very much. So, because we usually do local news right at the beginning of all of these segments.
Yes.
But I saw some clips from the Miss USA pageant last night. And there's apparently a little bit of controversy, first of all, because, and who's this guy, Carson Kressley?
The fashion expert.
Is he the queer eye for the straight guy?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
him? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So he was one of the commentators on this thing last night. And he said something that didn't go over very well on social media. He was talking about, okay, we're down to the final 15, and now we have to wean it down even more.
Okay, Lou, I have some favorites. I mean, wow. It's like Sophie's Choice. They're all so good, but I think I can make some choices.
Now, is that, because I haven't watched the pageant. Is that what they're doing now? Do they actually kill the ones
man.
Who are he not didn't... selected? No. Is that what they're doing
no.
now? Because that'd be a ratings disaster, I would think. That you know what that would do? That would bum me out.
Although I think Steve Harvey's ratings disaster, was it the Miss Universe pageant?
Yeah.
That worked in his favor.
Sure. Well, this will work for Carson Kressley, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you didn't even know.
It's Sophie's Choice. But then, gosh darn, then they went to the part of the show that's always my favorite, and that's where they ask questions of the contestants.
Uh-huh.
And they threw in a little twist this year. You know who was asking the question?
Who?
Other contestants.
Oh!
Ah! It was just fantastic. So here is the question for Miss South Dakota about the Boy Scouts adding girls.
Your question tonight comes from South Dakota.
Hi.
The Boy Scouts recently decided to accept girls into their organization.
Oh, you know, I goofed up. It's South Dakota that's asking the question. It's North Carolina who's answering the question. Mm.
The Boy Scouts recently decided to accept girls into their organization. Do you feel this is a positive change? And do you think that there is value in single gender organizations?
I think this is a great change. I think we are in a time in America where, not America, we're at a time in the whole world where gender equality is a huge thing. I believe in 10, 20 years from now, women and men are going to be complete equals. And we are making those steps right now with the Boy Scouts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
In 15 or 20 years, we won't have any genders. We'll all be the same. Boys will be girls and girls will be boys. It's going to be so cool.
So that was Miss North Carolina there. And then the other, I got to open this one up here. There
we Miss go. Nebraska?
Yeah. Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Okay. So, yeah, I think it's Nevada asking Miss Nebraska this question. This is a very well thought out answer here.
Your question tonight comes from South Dakota.
Hi.
That's the one I just played.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. What am I doing? Nicole,
yeah,
what am
you
I
want
doing
me to play
here?
It here?
No, because I want to start and stop it.
Oh.
Where'd it go? Miss South Dakota. Yeah, we got to start rehearsing the show a little bit better.
Okay, imagine if you were on the Miss USA pageant right now. You would be talked about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely I would. Just like we're about to talk about this gal here. Yeah.
South Dakota, please join us for your question. Your question tonight comes from Florida. From Nevada, excuse me, from Nevada.
Hey, girl. During the last presidential election, more than one-third of women neglected to exercise their right to vote. Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. More than a third of women didn't vote in the last presidential election. Let's see what she has to say about that. Let's hear her theory.
You know, I'm not sure why that is. I think that women are perfectly capable of expressing how they feel, and they should be able to vote, and they...
What? She thinks that women should be able to vote, Ursula. That's a good progressive gal there, don't you think? They're capable of it, and they should be allowed to vote. Tell me more.
I'm not sure why that is. I think that women are perfectly capable of expressing how they feel, and they should be able to vote, and they should express that at the polls. And I think that we need to get out there as women and show that we are perfectly capable of doing that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Woo! So I'm not going to tell you guys what to do in your free time, but I'm thinking you guys.
I'm perfectly capable. Is that what you're about to tell me?
You need to get out and show people that you're perfectly capable of voting.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, they're under such stress.
And you know what?
And their just minds go blank.
Not only that, but they're adorable.
They are.
They're just adorable. This is the pageant. Well,
apparently, 23-year-old Sarah Rose Summer of Nebraska, even though she bombed both her questions, mm-hmm. she was the winner.
Really? Despite blowing the questions?
Yes.
Wow.
Imagine.
She must have done well in other areas.
Clearly.
You know who used to own the Miss USA pageant, don't you?
Yes.
Donald J. Trump.
Look.
Yeah.
Great things happen.
And that was the thing, because for a while, they were starting to tell people, remember about 20 years ago, they were starting to tell people it's not a beauty contest. It's a scholarship.
Wait. No, that's Miss America. Miss USA is all about the beauty.
Well, especially when Trump took over. Because Trump.
Oh, he was. Yes.
Because they were starting to go to the one-piece swimsuit, and Trump goes, no way are they doing the one-piece. And it's not anything about scholarship.
Do you know what's happened to ratings of the Miss USA pageant?
No.
You know how many people tuned in last year?
No.
2 million.
Is that horrible?
Yes. It went from 4 million to 2 million. Maybe they were down to like 10,000.
It's like the NFL. Everybody was so focused on politics last year. Trump won again. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15. Remember that huge, horrible Eagle Creek wildfire that hit the Northwest? And there was a kid from down in Vancouver, Washington, who eventually they tracked down. He confessed that he had set off some fireworks. It led to $36 million in claims that agencies and companies filed. It was a massive forest fire. Burned 48,000 acres of forest land. And this 15-year-old kid pleaded guilty to charges in February and admitted that he had started it with the fireworks. So now a judge has ordered the kid to pay $36 million. And the judge basically said, you get a job, we're going to garnish your wages. You get an inheritance, we're taking your inheritance. For 10 years.
And yes. then if he doesn't commit any other crimes or any other thing, you know, then...
Yeah,
he doesn't have to pay.
Right. After he's 26, then and he's, if he stays clean, then he can start keeping his earnings. What are the chances? And by the way, I don't even know how I feel about this because I think the kid should be held responsible. I mean, it was $36 million.
It's gonna be his parents, essentially.
Yeah, but what are the chances that the kid's going to get a job before he's 26? Why would you get a job if every penny is going to be garnished and go to the government? I just don't know what his incentive to work is.
Well, would he have to do every penny? I mean, because a lot of times when they do the garnishment, it's a portion of
what
maybe you
make. It's above.
Because otherwise,
basic
you're right.
Expense.
Why on earth would he work?
Yeah, and a lot of the victims of this fire, I was listening to them speak last night, and they said it's not nearly enough. This kid ruined our lives, and a fire takes away your memories and your family photos.
He threw two fireworks, and it was just so tinder dry at the time that everything just went up in flames.
I also recognize that could have been me at age 15. We would go up to, I had one buddy who lived in the San Juans. I had other friends lived around here. We'd go up to Boom City. We'd get the biggest illegal fireworks without any conscience whatsoever. We would set them off, not even thinking about possible consequences. And so
do you think this judge went overboard saying,
no,
oh, you got to pay the 30?
No, it's another one of those there but for the grace of God go I stories, because I easily could have done something like that mm-hmm. when I was 15, but I didn't. I'm glad the kid's being held responsible to some extent. Okay, my favorite story of the day up next in the Fastest 15. So a kid, his parents homeschooled him, but it was in a program that was attached to one of the public schools. And so he got grades that were recorded at the school. And the kid ended up with a 4.89 GPA. He's going to be a pre-med kid in college.
Wow.
And the school designated him as summa cum laude. So his mom thought, well, that would be nice for the party, the graduation party we're going to have for family and friends, to say congratulations and then summa cum laude mm-hmm. on the cake. Well, they went to a Publix supermarket, and apparently every time they take a cake order, they run it through some spell check, and it decided the middle word was obscene. Cum. It's, of course, a Latin phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And summa cum laude, I just read what it meant. It's I know it says the highest honors, but I can't remember the direct translation. But so they get the cake, and they don't open the box. They take it home. They open it up, and it says summa dash 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 laude. They edited cum because they'd thought that it was something else, although... I don't know what they thought it
Clearly,
was in between summa and laude.
Whoever was doing that cake decorating had no clue.
And the kid's mom was shocked when they opened the cake box.
He did not know we were getting a cake because he's not a big cake eater. So we were all standing there waiting to see it. And when we opened it, it was a huge shock to all of us.
Because you can't have cum on your cake.
Kiddo. Kiddo, congratulations on working so hard your whole high school career.
So she had to check the order a second time.
The website had censored me, and this is a website you can refer to for the Latin term for summa cum laude, which means with highest honors.
Am I mispronouncing? I thought
no,
it was
it's actually laude. Okay, yeah. Okay. So it's with the highest distinction.
With the highest distinction. There you go.
The very best.
Here's the kid who achieved the status of summa cum laude. His name's Jacob Kozinski.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because...
Okay, wait, let's stop right
okay,
there.
Okay, wait.
He sounds like somebody with a high GPA.
He's going pre-med.
I'm going 5.0 on that one.
It's frustrating and humiliating. There's no way he felt either of those emotions. He wasn't frustrated humiliated.
There is a way.
No.
If he's that smart, yes.
What does smarts have to do with it?
Because he's probably like a 40-year-old in a 17-year-old's body.
It was frustrating and
humiliating.
Might not
like to be the center of attention, and now he's become the center of attention.
No, just because he actually has some 3-syllable words doesn't mean he doesn't actually feel it.
I bet he thought this was the funniest thing ever, that they wouldn't put cum on his cake. I bet he thought that was the funniest thing ever. Okay, let's get back to the kid. Let's listen to the rest of this brainiac.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating.
By the way, cake experience. I'm never going to get through the soundbite. The cake experience. Okay.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family, like, what that meant, and they were giggling uncontrollably. At least my friends were.
My family was horrified. But the friends loved it.
They didn't know, but he did because he's a 4.8.
There's a happy ending to this whole story.
It's fine for us to be compensated for the cake. We're just happy that our son graduated school and has a bright future.
Yeah, and we ran to the news to tell. But it's the funniest story. It is a really funny story. I will grant you that. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Okay, Dave Wyman is en route and will join us next on the Dory Monson Show.
That's correct. Yes.
Come to Papa. You walk like an Egyptian faster than any song in the history of this competition.
Remember, I think you got in 3 notes.
Man.
Yeah. Remember Susanna Hoff, the lead singer?
Yeah.
I thought she was so cute.
I did too.
Yeah.
She was a little doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the Bangles.
So Dave Wyman takes a quick 1-0.
You know, maybe you should have busted out that move on the dance floor the other day, Dory. Walking like an Egyptian.
Dory's still trying to recover.
I have.
Were you
to
sore
say,
the next day?
I iced that night. I went home and I iced.
I never saw you lift your feet off the ground far enough to.
Not true. On jump. I was jumping.
He was jumping.
Right. I was
and
jumping.
And YMCA, I think you were jumping then too.
YMCA, get the arm workout.
Yeah, you had the whole YMCA thing down.
No, I was off. I was like, C, wait, it's an M, Y. Yeah.
It was, gosh, that was fun. And I realized at the end of the night, I didn't take one dance off.
No.
To go and mingle. Or anything. I just...
Oh, you had mingled earlier.
Well,
you know
I
everyone
mingled
was out
earlier
on the dance floor. That was good.
Yeah. I saw you had a wardrobe change at the end of the night.
Yeah, well, here's
and that
the thing.
Got sweaty, too.
Here's the thing. So I decided for my daughter's wedding, I got this nice new gray suit.
It was a great-looking suit.
Thank you.
You look sharp. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go with the light blue shirt, and I told my wife, I said, this is going to be dark blue in about a half hour, because I'm going to sweat right through this thing. So I decided to try a dry fit shirt underneath it, and it worked for about 2 hours. And then after we'd all been dancing for 90 minutes,
soaked.
I was soaked through, soaked completely through.
And there was only one other person who was more soaked than you.
Wyman?
No.
Who?
Moyer.
Okay.
Oh, Moyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul's
sure.
Working hard. He was working hard out there.
But so, yeah.
That's why I wore a white shirt.
I know. I thought about that. I really thought about
Although
that.
It makes you look 50 pounds heavier in the pictures.
But, gosh, it was fun. I was impressed you were out there so much because I imagine your wife loves to dance.
I'm married to Shannon, so.
Okay, can I just tell you, I've told you already, but I'm going to say it for the world. She is a fantastic dancer. I was like, I want to be like her.
Well, yeah.
Amazing.
Like I said, I would feel very sorry for your husband, Mark, because he would have to dance every time you hear music.
And then Paul Moyer's wife is also a fantastic dancer.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they were both seagulls.
Oh, they were seagulls.
You you have to have dancing in your DNA.
But you know who else is a fantastic dancer?
Hmm.
Nicole.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I just knew.
It was fun.
You know who's not a very good dancer?
Well, wait a second now.
Wow.
Where are you going with that?
Your wedding, that whole thing, was the best. Your daughters are the cutest things in the world, all three of them, and getting up there, and the whole thing was fantastic. It was one of the best weddings I've ever been to.
Yeah, I said that it was my image of heaven, just being with all the people you love, your friends, closest friends and family, and you're just partying and having fun and going around and chatting and dancing, and I cannot imagine. It was maybe my favorite night on earth so far.
Oh my goodness,
right?
That's awesome.
Maybe.
In your own wedding?
You know what? I thought about that. I mean, there are things that would be up there. Would be the birth of my children, which was fantastic. But my own wedding, I was 25. I was oblivious. I was like the little seed in the wind, just being carried around life.
And there's so much stress that goes along with your own wedding.
Yeah,
you don't get to enjoy it as much.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Fun, but I don't remember that much of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it would be my wedding when my kids were born, probably when we won the state championship. But I think Saturday night was maybe my favorite night on earth.
That's
in
awesome.
56 years.
What a great setting, and it was such a memorable thing having I did not know anything about the wedding.
Yeah.
The kids flew in on the seaplanes.
Yeah.
And,
nice
and got
touch,
yeah, right? That was really awesome. And then the procession took place from the plane to the altar. And
on the dock.
Yeah, on the dock. Beautiful day, everything. It rained a little bit later, but we were all inside, so it didn't matter.
We were already soaked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You should have told people that's how I got soaked. I went out in the rain.
Well, we were just thrilled that all of you guys and your families were there with us. It was great.
It was a great night.
Now we got Moyer's daughter's wedding coming up in September.
Yeah. Got another one coming in. Yeah, it's always more fun at other people's weddings when you don't have to plan or anything.
Yeah.
But you got a great group of friends and family and the whole thing.
Yeah, it was great. So I want to talk about, I've got a couple of things here. First of all, what kind of jinx is attached to this Mariner team? Now it's D. Gordon who broke a toe?
Yeah, his great toe.
Yeah, I've never heard it called a great toe before.
I haven't either.
I thought it was your big toe.
Apparently it's your big toe.
Yeah.
So he has a fracture. Yeah, and it was looking over the weekend, he stole a couple bases, and actually the reason why they won that game on Sunday or Saturday night was because he was able to steal second, because I think there was some fan interference.
Okay.
I don't know if it would have mattered, but yeah, he looked okay, but they were saying, yeah, he's limping around a little bit, but yeah, sure enough. I mean, remember they had early on, Cruz had twisted his ankle walking down the steps into the dugout.
Right.
You know, last year somebody got hurt stretching.
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean it's ridiculous.
And then Cano broke his hand and then got suspended for 80 games,
right,
for PED cover up.
Yeah, and D. Gordon was their best hitter by far, and the best on the bases and everything. So yeah, I think he was batting. He's over 300. And they're probably their best player overall right now.
But they're just jinxed because they've been playing really, really well. But over time, if you lose two of your three best hitters, then it's I don't know how you bounce back from that.
Yeah, this is it seems like every week something happens. One of the things Jim Moore looked up that I guess 21 of their 27 wins were against teams with losing records. So
it might be a little bit of a mirage.
A little bit of a fool's gold going on there. But yeah, it just seems like every time they get going, and you know, when a couple of guys, something happens to Cano or whatever, then somebody else, Mitch Haniger and Gene Segura, pick it up. And but now it just seems like the attrition is going to get to them.
Yeah,
yeah, it's depressing.
Me on Saturday, every time I started getting the flow of the music, my muscle would pull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what slowed me down over the course of the night.
You know what? I almost got a cramp on the air yesterday because I think it was because of that. A combination of dancing and yard work.
Sitting so, down, you almost got a cramp on the air.
My groin, and I was like, yeah. And so when he was, girl, you know, I was like saying, that's what I did on the air because I thought it was going to come on there. So
I remember my last cramp, my wife thought it was, it hit me at like 2:30 in the morning. I'd been playing basketball, you know, till 11 p.m. and then get to bed. And about 2:30, a cramp hit me in the middle of the night. My poor wife thought I was having a heart attack. It was,
where was it?
Thigh.
Yeah. Hashtag old man problems.
Oh, yes, sir. Man.
Ma'am. Yeah. Oh. Pickle juice.
And mustard.
Mustard. Oh, mustard too?
Yeah, if you take mustard.
When he was a young man,
Steve Martin.
He never thought it.
Yeah.
Oh. People standing
so is vinegar. Vinegar is the secret.
I've heard mustard.
Well, those have vinegar in them. Both of those.
I heard pickle juice. Chocolate milk is good recovery. I know that.
We're tied at one.
Steve Martin. He's not an artist.
He's pretty good.
Sure he is. He also plays the banjo these days.
So is this going to be a thematic name, that artist?
It's certainly turning into that, isn't it?
We've had two Egyptian-themed songs so
far. Yes,
that's right.
Very clever of Sean Dattori.
Don't make the next one walk like it.
Lots more straight ahead. Dave Wyman is with us, and we'll talk about, is there controversy with the Seahawks, or is everything cool? That's coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. I hear it.
Same here. I'm not surrendering yet. Okay, I'm surrendering.
It's like,
is it like a combination of
other numbers,
artists? Is there a number in the
title? Is there a number in the artist's name?
There's no number, but there is a pair of parentheses.
Oh.
Parentheses?
Oh. Yeah, it's like Fred, not Fred.
Fred, you are so close.
Fred not said?
Right said Fred.
Right said, no, it's not right said Fred. Those.
You're so close, Dory.
Yeah, I know.
You just got to change two of those words. I didn't think you, I wasn't sure if you guys were going to get this, but I needed to keep it sort of in step with what I was playing.
Oh, wait a second. It's the famous producer, right? It's his name, a famous music producer's name.
You can keep going.
Nah, just tell us.
Was not was.
Don Was.
Is that
Don,
his name?
Yeah, Don Was is a very famous music producer. Oh. I knew it was him. I just couldn't remember his name. All right, Dave Wyman is with us as he drops by every Tuesday. Remember when the U.S. women won that World Cup in soccer and Brandi Chastain took off her shirt in the, was that in the Rose Bowl, I believe?
Yes, it was.
Have you seen her Hall of Fame plaque?
Yes, I have.
Have you put this up on Facebook, Nicole?
No, not yet. I'll do that right now.
It's got like a raised bust picture of Brandi Chastain's face. Who does that look the most like? It's just
a... Well, first of all, it looks like a man.
It looks, yeah. I think it looks exactly like Babe Ruth.
Yeah. And she's a very attractive girl. Why did they do her like that? That's terrible.
Yeah, other people really say it looks like Mickey Rooney. Those are the two that...
Mickey Rooney, yeah.
But she's a very attractive woman, and the bust of her is hideous. I mean, it's not even remotely close to her image.
They should have done like a trophy with like a full body that was smaller that was meant to look like her on the field.
Yeah.
And not this close-up detail on the face because it's really bad.
Yeah, well, she says she appreciates the gesture.
It's not the most flattering, but it's nice.
Not the most flattering, but it's nice. We'll put it up on Facebook.
Do you ever see the episode of Frasier where he goes to the restaurant and they do like a caricature drawing and his forehead is like a, it's like a billboard. It's huge. And he tries to get him to change it. That's, you'd be like, wow, I'm honored, but.
Come on. I want to ask you about what Bobby Wagner said yesterday on your station, because as people know, they're doing OTAs now, which is the first time that the players can get out and start working to next season. And so when Bobby went on with Brock and Sulk yesterday morning, here are the first words out of his mouth.
Before we get off, I would like to take this time to shout out to Earl Thomas. You know, I think he's an amazing player. I think he's an amazing person. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. And just let him know that, you know, we over here, you know, wishing for the best in that situation. And we're thinking about him. And I just want him to know that from this end.
Is there some subtext there, or is it just should be taken literally that, hey, we just want to?
Yeah. You know,
because why wouldn't he just pick up the phone and call Earl Thomas and tell him that?
Well, I think he's trying to put it, maybe doesn't have that kind of relationship with him, but I think it was important to do that. My first impression was what a great man and a great leader Bobby Wagner is. I've gotten to know him over the last few years because of, we're sitting
Acton's
around
roofing
all day doing the Acton's roofing. Yeah. He is the most solid, squared away guy you want to date your daughter. He is just, he's phenomenal. And for him to show that kind of leadership, I thought was really positive thing. And also, I think it helps a little bit. You know, if Earl, if he's saying that, because it'll get back to Earl, you know, somebody will send him a clip of that or whatever. And I just think it's supportive. I think it'll help the whole situation. So
there's no, hey, we're working our butts off and you're not. Why don't you come join us?
I didn't take it that way at all.
I didn't think so.
No.
But, and Brock agreed with you. I asked Brock yesterday. And he said, no, I think you should take it literally. It was just a guy trying to be nice and reaching out.
Bobby is very mature guy. I mean, if he was doing that, it would be passive aggressive and kind of backbiting. And he's not that kind of person. He's just, like I said, I couldn't be more impressed with a player, not only on the field, but off. He's just a great leader. And I thought him taking that step just showed how much he's grown up. And you know, and look, we all come into the league, and me, I was the same way. You're kind of still a kid, a little bit. You know, you don't really grow up. But man, he's a fantastic guy. So now you take that as being a really good move by him.
Yes.
This is Pink Floyd.
Oh, yes it is.
Yes.
I gave you the opening, Sean. You're supposed to go no.
Oh, dang it, Dory.
That was pretty close.
Dave Wyman wins 2-1 today. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You know what that is? That's a feather in your cap.
You know what's a feather in your cap? That wedding the other day.
Thank you.
You guys did a great job.
Okay, you can hear Dave every afternoon, 3-7. Danny, Dave, and more, 710 ESPN Seattle. Thanks, Dave.
Thank
Lots
you.
More. Big lead at 2 next. Watch the